S-N-H-E-A-R.
Constructing sound sculptures in the echoes of your mind. Here and there, Audio Magazine travels the country with a curiosity for the details. Light has vibration. Sound has color. Listen as we translate them to radio waves. Hello, I'm Dave Allman, and welcome to this issue of Here and There Audio Magazine. We'll be talking with Kitty Hevener. She recently went to Orlando, Florida, where she swam with dolphins. I'll be talking with her and getting her impression about what it was like to swim with the dolphins and to hold on to their fins as they swam through the water. And we'll try to recreate her experience as close as we can. Dolphins make sounds that fall into three categories: whistles, clicks, and chirps. They also make a lot of blowing noises with their blowhole, and you'll hear a lot of those in our interview. But as I'm talking about the noises, I'm playing some dolphin sounds so you can get a full range of the noises that they're making. Whistles are unique to each individual dolphin. They're much like our own voices. It appears that dolphins use these signature whistles as we use names. You can hear a loud whistle from a nearby dolphin, followed by a similar sound from a dolphin further away, sort of like a sound handshake or greeting. Clicks are a general form of echolocation. Echolocation works like radar, and the dolphins use it to find food and to bounce off of objects in murky water. The last category of sound is a chirping-type noise. The tones are of a varying frequency, and it's still not known what the chirps mean. But you'll hear them in a lot of the sound effects that I've put in, and I think it kind of sounds like a joyful language. Now, the noises that we'll hear are not all the noises that the dolphins are making. Their noises range from 150,000 hertz, which is about 8 times what we can hear, all the way down to 2,000 hertz, which is very much within our hearing limit. So they're making an awful lot of noises that we're not even aware of.
What you're going to do is lay your hands up, palms down on the surface of the water. Yeah!
All right!
So again, same thing. All the sounds come out of the bowl.
Tell us, why is it you wanted to go swim with dolphins?
I have always been curious to know what dolphins feel like and what they look like. I had always heard that dolphins were very beautiful, and I wanted to experience what it felt like to touch a dolphin and what it felt like to take a ride. Now, you might be wondering how that happened. Did I lie on top of its back, or just how do they do this ride?
What we're going to do now, if you want to, is we're going to go out to take a ride.
Cool.
Okay. So where you're standing right now, about 3 feet in front of you, the water drops off to about 16 feet deeper, so it's going to be over your head.
Okay.
So Ashley's going to be with you, and she'll assist you in the water.
Okay.
Hold on, Petey.
Yeah, there you go.
I hope I'm getting a picture.
Yeah.
And actually, the first time that I was touching Capricorn, he decided to breathe, and my hand was right over that hole.
Is this his back?
This is his head still.
Oh, this whole area is his head?
Yeah, pretty much what you're... It's okay. That's the blowhole.
So that's located right where your hand was on his forehead.
Yeah, where
right,
suddenly...
Right behind that is a hole on the top of their head. That's where they do all of their breathing from. It's called their blowhole. So they don't breathe in and out of their mouths at all.
Yeah!
All right,
good
job. What a good boy!
You can take your hands down there.
Do I get a kiss from you?
He's like, yeah, I already kissed you. Yeah,
baby.
Did you like that one? You did, huh?
Yeah.